Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Human-crafted radio on KX93.5. I'm Zach Churchill, and one of my favorite parts of my job is getting to have live music right here in the studio. It's pretty cool. Today we have a young woman, singer-songwriter named Andrea Hamilton. She just put out a new record called Hope and Struggle. It dropped on February 1st. She's here to play some songs live in studio off of that album and to talk about it. So we're just going to get right into it, have her perform a song off the record. It's called Meant to Be, and then after that, we'll chat with her. But for now, here is Andrea Hamilton live on KX93.5. Andrea Hamilton live at our Pearl Street studios right here at KX93.5. That was incredible. First thing I have to ask you, first of all, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
How are you doing?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm great. And the first thing I have to ask you is, can you please sell me your guitar?
Oh, my goodness.
You've already had it for too long. 12 years.
Oh, this guitar. I probably will never sell it. It's been, like, with me too long.
It's so beautiful.
But if I were to sell it, Zach, I would sell it to you.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better. What's it called again?
So this is a Larravee, and it's an OM9, and I've had it for 13 years now. Oh, my gosh.
And it plays so beautifully.
Aw, thank you.
She let me pick it up, and I fell in love. So I'm going to have to get one. Larravee. Layer V Guitars. All right, so that is not a plug for them, and but they should
paid.
Be.
It's just
yeah, we should
good.
Be. We should be getting paid. But Andrea, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was a really beautiful song.
Aw, thank you.
Meant to Be off of your latest record. You just dropped it. It's called Hope and Struggle. We're going to talk about that record, but first, why don't you give the listeners and myself a little bit of a background of you as an artist and just you in general.
Yeah, so I live in the Inland Empire now. I've been married for 3 years, so I've been living there. But I was in LA for 11 before that. Grew up in Kansas City before that, and I've just always been playing music. I love songwriting, and I love how music kind of unites us as people and tells stories. And so, and I love traveling. I love that the job is like different all the time. So this is, I think, my 7th record or something, and they're all indie, and this is the first one I've co-produced. So I learned a lot.
Pretty cool. So you've been writing, recording for a really long time, and I see that you actually started writing songs when you were very, very young.
Yeah. It's always been like the one and only thing I'm good at, so, which is actually an advantage, like when you don't really have a backup plan.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, I don't believe in backup plans.
Hey,
that's why.
Good, smart.
That's why I got into radio, because it's the perfect non-backup plan to support my creative my songwriting, my singer-songwriter career.
Basically, all you do is music all day.
Yeah. I'm really blessed, and one of my favorite things to do here at KX is to interview talented singer-songwriters like yourself. So you got your start. Kansas City.
Yeah.
Now you live in the Inland Empire. Congrats on your marriage, by the way.
Thank you.
And you have released many, many records. This is the first you've co-produced. So it's called Hope and Struggle. What inspired this album?
So I write a lot about the idea of like persevering through hard times. That's been like a theme in my own life, and also just something I think is such a powerful story to tell. Something that unites all people, and really a time in your life where you need music the most. It's like, you know, when you're going through something crazy hard. So I want to be, you know, that's like the people I want to reach and kind of let my music hopefully make them feel less alone and somehow like help people keep going through those rough patches. So my kind of rough patch that I drew from in this record was I was sick for 2 years. I had to stop touring and stop working and kind of stop singing and just kind of focus on my health and get better and go to doctors. And it was ridiculous. It was so hard because I'm such a doer and I love music so much that to step back and to do a health battle was like very not my personality.
That sounds really challenging.
Yeah, but it got, you know, may help me make some good songs. And I think it also made me a better person, more empathetic and more, you know, focused on what's important in life. And I'm still driven, but I think it's like with a greater purpose behind it, you know.
Well, you're back on track
yeah,
now.
I'm
going
all healed and going again.
Going
so
hard again.
Lucky. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you definitely probably learned a lot through that period, and it's shaped who you are as an artist. And look, we have this record for it. So, you know, hopefully it gives a lot of hope to people out there who are going through a similar thing. Yeah. I can't even imagine that would be really hard for me. I freak out when like I'm one of those hypochondriacs.
Oh,
I freak out when I have like something, you know, wrong with my tonsils. It's like all that's on my mind for like a month.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like that resource to all my friends now because they know that I've learned all this random health information. So they're like, what is this? What do I do? What is this called? What am I dying? I'm like, oh my gosh,
I'm
not a doctor.
I just learned that I have to stay off of Google and WebMD and all that.
Oh gosh, yeah. Don't let anything scare you.
Well,
fear is worse than the sickness.
Well, I'm super glad that you're all healthy and doing your thing again full time. And writing music, and I guess that you never stopped writing, but, you know, now you're able to really go get out there again.
Yeah. It was weird to write not knowing, like, if anyone would hear it, you know?
Yeah.
And well, now to be sharing the songs is just like, oh my gosh, I love every day of my life. Thank you.
Well, I'm loving this day of my life. Let's play a song off of the album so that everyone can hear it. Just dropped on February 1st. You can get it wherever you like to purchase your music. It's Andrea Hamilton. Hope and Struggle dropped on February 1st of 2017. So we're going to play a song off the album called Colors. It's a collaboration with Tyrone Wells, who is another artist that we really admire here, and I've been playing some of his music. So how did, real quick, just how do you know Tyrone, and how did you guys end up writing the song together and recording it?
So Tyrone and I kind of met because we're similar genre, and we're playing a lot of acoustic shows at colleges and kind of ran into each other through that. And then I had the privilege of opening for him some and writing a couple songs with him. And then recently we were at his place hanging out, and my husband knows him as well. And we wrote this song just kind of about how the people in your life that you care about help you see the world in more color.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to play it. Tyrone Wells and Andrea Hamilton from her latest record, Hope and Struggle. The song is called Colors. Don't go anywhere. It's KX93.5.
Time to see, from that fateful day I met you, color became meaningful to me. The gold in the sun is my heart blazing for you. The blue in its ocean is the reach of my love. Eyes wide open from the winter to the fall. Every season has its beauty, and I'll be with you through them all. The gold in the sun is my heart blazing for you. The blue endless ocean is the reach of my love. The red in the sky, my desire, my fire, my truth. These colors are brilliant for you. Don't want a day to go by without you seeing you're my reason. Now wherever you are, my love is near in the brilliance that surrounds you. Why? Because I found. The gold in the sun is my heart blazing for you. The blue in this ocean is the reach of my love. The red in the sky, my desire, my fire, my truth. These colors are brilliant for you. The gold in the sun is my heart blazing. Is the reach of my love. The red in the sky, my desire, my fire, my truth. These colors are brilliant for you.
That's Tyrone Wells and Andrea Hamilton. The song is called Colors that they collaborated on, and Andrea just told me during that song that she ran that recording session from her home studio. That's pretty impressive. So she's switched over to the keyboards now. She's going to play another song live in studio. This one is called An Easy Life. It's also off of Hope and Struggle. Whenever you're ready, Andrea.
The worst thing I could get is everything I wanted. The worst thing I could think is I've arrived. The world should we do?
Andrea Hamilton live on KX93.5, channeling her gospel roots there. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. You do have some gospel roots, huh?
It's so true. I don't know how you picked up on it, but
because
yeah, I definitely don't look like it.
Very
but
evident, and I love it.
Thanks. Yeah, the first band I got to be in when I was 15 was a gospel band. So I learned a lot about singing harmonies and more jazzy chords and notes and kind of runs and tried to do all those things, you know, as a white kid from Kansas. So it taught me a lot. And then I just kind of held on to it, even though I'm in the pop realm.
That's so valuable.
Comes out every now and then.
Yeah, well, it's really valuable. And it definitely gives you just a little bit of an edge on the other pop singers. And yeah, I love it. You know, I love gospel, jazz, blues. It's where good music comes from.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah. And I, you know, as an instrumentalist, I can't really play all that stuff, but when I hear it, I think I grab little bits of it and put it into my songs where I can, you know.
Definitely. And your voice just has such a beautiful tone. So
thank you.
Love it. That was off of Hope and Struggle, your latest record. If you're just tuning in, it's Andrea Hamilton. She is here to play songs off of Hope and Struggle and to talk about it. That one was called An Easy Life. Beautiful message as well. And it reminds me to be grateful. So let's talk a little bit about the album. You co-produced it with Kevin Penner at Green Bean Recording up in the Valley.
Yeah, up in the Valley. And now that I live near Corona, it was like driving back and forth, trying to do what I could at my home studio, drop boxing files every day. But it was such a cool process to work with him because, you know, he's a audio, gosh, genius. Kind of, he's one of my close friends too, so I tell him all the time how much of a genius he is. But he's also like really into like helping me learn and teaching me and encouraging me that, you know, it's my songs, it's my ideas, it's my gut feelings about how they should sound, and really leaning into that more on this record. So it was a fun process.
Kevin Penner, Green Bean Recording. That's awesome. And
highly recommend.
Yeah, I'm going up to record at Big Scary Tree up in the same area.
I'll email you guys. You should meet.
We should. Yeah, we're always looking for other studios to lay some stuff down at. So who did you get to work with? Who else? Like, what writers did you get to collaborate with on this album?
Yeah, so this record, I got to write that song that everyone heard with Tyrone. So Tyrone Wells, awesome indie artist. Well, he's indie now. He was on Universal before, but his voice is just out of control. And so I was so happy to have it on my record.
How tall is he?
He's so tall. He's definitely 6-something. I don't know. Something substantial. Just tall, like white bald dude that sounds like so soulful. Mm-hmm. And so awesome. I love
yeah we
voice.
Have Sea Breeze in here.
Oh, so good. Yeah that song is just everywhere because it's amazing. So I wrote with him, and then I actually flew to Nashville for some of the co-writing sessions and got to write with this guy named Matt Arcaney, who produces big bands like Disciple, and I don't know who all else. He's produced so many people in Nashville there. And then a writer who has a major publishing deal named Jonathan Lee, who taught me a lot. He's just an incredible wordsmith. So it was cool working with him. Yeah.
I got to get out to Nashville.
Yes.
Apparently that's where it's at for the songwriters.
It's crazy how much they write, too. They're so prolific. Like, there's a lot of writers that I got to meet who are, you know, signed with publishing deals. And so they write one or two songs a day. And the more you write, kind of the quicker your instincts are and the better your instincts are for what words you're choosing. And
oh yeah,
I don't know, it just like gets your creative.
It's definitely a craft. You know, have to work on it.
So it was cool to work with them. I felt like the weakest link, which I like. I like being the weakest link.
It's always good to surround yourself with people who know more than you. And,
yes.
And then you bring your own element to it. So that must have been a great experience. We love this record. Thank you so much for coming on. Let's finally wrap up with the CD release party. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so we have a full band album release at Hotel Cafe in LA the 24th. So it's a Friday night. I'm playing at 9. My friend Tudor Williams is playing right before me, and he's awesome as well. And I kind of just like reached for the stars with who I asked to play in my band, and I got like Andy Grammer's drummer and the bass player from Youngblood Hawk and all these people that they're my friends. So they were like, yeah, I'm in town. I'll do it. So it's going to be an awesome band.
Good network of friends. Aww, good connections.
That's lucky. I feel very blessed to know the people I know, all the creatives.
Yep. Well, I'm glad to now have you in my back pocket.
Awesome to meet you.
Yeah, so good to meet you, Andrea. Thank you for coming in, and we look forward to hearing more from you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Andrea Hamilton, she just released her latest album, Hope and Struggle, and you can get that anywhere you like to consume your music these days. And actually, what's the record label called again?
This is just totally independent, so it's just Andrea Hamilton Music. I just released it.
Oh, okay, because I thought, hold on, what is this one? This one is Brave Enough Records.
Oh, yeah. So that's the label I'm affiliated with, which is also indie and also based in Nashville.
I just really liked the name, Brave Enough Records.
Yeah,
you know?
They're rad. They're super cool peeps.
All right. Well, we're going to be playing at the Marine Room Tavern tonight, so come and check us out. Andrea Hamilton and myself at the Marine Room Tavern down here.
Oh, we are? Okay, cool.
I do that to everybody. I put them on the spot.
Nice. I was like, sweet, I'll stick around.
All right. Have a great day, Andrea.
Aw, you too.